This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Speaking of loving us, now is the best portion of the Six Rings podcast. It is Pat's Puri time, where we break down all the little storylines from Patriot Nation, other than the budding superstar that is Bailey Zappe, their rookie quarterback. And I want to start with a simple question, guys. Garrett Gilbert reportedly being added to the roster as the fourth string emergency backup to Zappe on Sunday against the Lions. Why not Cam? Why not now?
No.
No.
Why?
No. I mean, why? No.
Oh, you're going to get excited about Garrett Gilbert.
No, I'm not excited about Garrett Gilbert. My excitement. See, I love how you tried to the nice emotional Aikido there, like trying to redirect something I said against me for your own benefit. Doesn't work, Andy. Not going to happen, because my excitement for Garrett Gilbert being signed to the practice squad makes me feel as though Bailey Zappe will be getting the start Sunday, and that they're not going to run Mac Jones out there well before he heals, or like force Brian Hoyer.
What does that have to do with Cam?
But what it has to do
with Cam this week. You needed a quarterback this week. That was obvious as of Sunday. The most
Cam's
logical
not the guy.
Guy.
Well, I think
because
done,
of the system
all.
They no, it's not even that. It's the system they want to play does not fit Cam. Like it's when Cam was here, they designed the system more around him. This is not that system anymore. It's different. The offense, they're trying to be different, so they're not going to bring in a guy that completely goes against the offense that they want to run now.
See, I think if you're bringing in a body in the middle of the week, you bring in the body who most knows your system, most convenient to you, who most recently actually played in the NFL, started some games, won a game last year for the Panthers. Like, to me, he made a lot of sense for a team that just wants to hand the ball off to Stevenson and Harris. I think you could easily mold an emergency game plan around Cam Newton. It's got nothing to do with Mac Jones. Mac Jones is the starter when he's healthy. It's got nothing to do with Bailey Zappe. Bailey Zappe is the starter this week. It's about the most convenient man off the street body, and I would have signed Cam.
If you're going to go handoff, play action, handoff, pass, handoff, play action, somebody like Garrett Gilbert, who just seems like a prototypical backup journeyman quarterback, can probably execute that a little bit better than Cam Newton, whose shoulder issues led him to be a wildly inaccurate passer the second half of the 2020 season on and through his little Carolina Panther renaissance last year as well. This coming from a guy who took a round beating on social media and the radio for being a Cam defender in 2020 and always hoping things would work out for him because of my deep and profound appreciation over Cam Newton giving it his all and being willing to be the guy who stepped in after the GOAT and being a distraction, if nothing else, during a 2020 season where they gave us a little excitement at the start of the year and Bill Belichick coached his ass off getting a bag of bodies and bones to a 7-9 record.
And also Garrett Gilbert, like he's at least seen like NFL time. Like this isn't, I mean, he's been in the league now. This is his what, fifth season. He started a game for Washington last year. He started a game for the Cowboys the year before. Like he's been around the NFL. It's not like he's just some undrafted guy that's never taken a snap. So
we didn't sign someone from the USFL, Sean.
Yeah, exactly. So we're not bringing in PJ Walker.
He's borderline above
that. Oh, Andy, don't get me wrong. He's a stiff.
Right.
Yeah.
And so's Cam. That's the point. When you're signing guys at this point, it means
you're
like
scraping the bottom of the barrel.
He's not a top 100 quarterback.
No.
Literally. Cam thinks he's still one of 32. Now, that actually is the one argument. If you just don't want Cam anywhere near the roster, the team, you think he's going to be talking smack or like whatever he brings. But in just terms of experienced bodies, I would have gone the Cam Newton route this week. But whatever. What else we got for the potpourri segment?
Hey, speaking of giving former Patriots another kick at the can or another go in Foxborough, look who just traveled down the Patrick Chung, Matt Patricia, Jamie Collins, Memorial Reclamation Patriots re-signing squad highway. That's right. Fourth time's the charm. Maybe he can play tight end or quarterback. Jamie Collins returns to Foxborough. And now, Andy, he addresses something that we thought was a middling level need in the offseason. Turns out they really probably should have paid more attention to drafting at this position in the 2022 draft. No matter how good this draft class turns out to be, linebackers, because guess what? They're not good.
They suck.
Which was
so bad.
Where's Hightower? Where's Hightower?
Yeah, like, I don't want him.
No, I don't want Jamie Collins either.
Dude, everyone else in the linebacking core has been on skates the past 2 weeks.
Well, this was predictable. They weren't good. Yes, they weren't good on paper when everybody tried to tell me, oh my God, I'm so excited. But like,
Uche, hype season.
Right. I actually think Raekwon McMillan can play, but he's been dinged up. Like, I think that's, you have Bentley, who's not really all that good in his own right, as like the steady Eddie kind of guy back there.
Like, he's actually fine.
And no one has stepped up. No one has stepped up to join him to like lighten the load. Like, we need a Jack Jones. Like, the way we're talking about Jack Jones and be like, oh, maybe that helps Jonathan Jones. Maybe that helps Miles Bryant. They all get slotted into, they need a linebacker to step up. And none of your guys, Fitzy. Where's Cam McGrone? Where's practice squad? Is he?
He's hanging out with Garrett Gilbert and Jamie Collins.
Exactly. So Jamie Collins,
Josh Uche stinks.
The one problem I have with
Ronnie Perkins, no show.
I think Jamie Collins is going to face unfortunate expectations because we're all giddy about Marcus Cannon, which is weird. He comes in as extra tight end, then he's playing right tackle. We want to get rid of Wynn. It works. Everybody's like, "Ooh, Cannon can still play. Cannon's still a man." And I think people, because of that, are going to be like, hey, maybe it'll work with Jamie Collins, too. We want Tavai out just like we wanted Wynn out. And now Jamie Collins is going to go out there. We might want to just relax. Like, I didn't even think Jamie Collins was great last year. And now he's been out of football for 8 months or whatever it is.
And this is one of my biggest issues with Belichick's drafts. We're taking two running backs in the draft, one of which has gotten cut and another one that's not going to play this season. And you needed linebackers. Like, you needed to at least throw darts at a board, and you just choose not to. You didn't draft a single effing linebacker this year.
Is it possible they were all in with McGrone and Uche and Perkins and these guys, Jennings? Like, they talked them up. Remember,
we can see that they suck from 10,000 feet. How can they not tell?
Well, because it takes Bill longer. We already proved that with Marcus Jones. We've been telling him for weeks that Marcus Jones should play. Bill finally caught up. Maybe he'll catch up with linebackers and other opinions of ours.
Yeah, but at that point, Marcus Jones gets way too late.
Marcus Jones is now dynamite on kick returns and punt returns. So much so, Shime, when we get to our best bets and props pod at the end of the week, I want you to find out what money I can make by betting Marcus Jones scores a touchdown this weekend. Because I'm putting money on it.
Okay.
Got it. I'm putting money on that this week against the Lions. Abso-freaking-lutely. And the Foxborough crowd will go bonkers. And I'm here for it. Just for you, Andy. But I don't know. I really do believe, I think they were all really in on Cam McGrone, and he is a legitimate disappointment thus far. I don't know if it's injury related. I don't know what happened. I think they thought he was going to pop and that he would have been your Marcus or Jack Jones of the linebacking core. Nothing so far. They are desperate at linebacker. And now we know a new immediate position of need come the 2023 draft.
Chris Scheim is giddy to see Bailey Zappe on Sunday against the Lions.
Zap me, daddy.
Maybe some ulterior motives there. We can get into that down the road in terms of his hate for Mac Jones. And Fitzy is looking for the Patriots to go on a run now that they have the 11th easiest schedule over the rest of the season, according to some of his favorite websites. Please subscribe, rate, review, tell a friend, promote the Six Rings Nation on Twitter and anywhere else you are. Download the Odyssey app. And we will be back later in the week with a preview of the Lions. We will have a writer to give you the perspective from Detroit. We will have another interview from inside Gillette Stadium and one of the beat writers that we deal with on a weekly basis. For Chris Scheim and Nick Fitzy Stevens. I'm Andy Hart. That's Six Rings, and we're out.
See ya.
Bye.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.